Abbas, my name is Magridas, and today I'll do my best to make your life easier with some Flutter code generation. First of all, I want to set the right expectations for this talk. There are tons and tons of Flutter packages and tools to generate code, but I will only introduce you to some of those that I am familiar with and that I'm using every day as a Flutter developer. The main goal of this talk is, you know, not to introduce you to every single code generation option, but to provide you some of those. And you know, when you get into the situation, when you need some boilerplate or some generated code, you would get that click in your hand and you would know that this tool or this package exists somewhere there in Flutter ecosystem and you could use that. Today we'll try to generate some code for localization, assets, objects and state, and also widgets. Let me briefly introduce myself. So as I mentioned, I'm Mangridas. I'm a software engineer from Lithuania. I'm also a mobile tech lead at Billo, and we are building a Flutter app out there. And I'm also a Google developer expert for Flutter and Dart technologies, and also an organizer at Flutter Lithuania. And I'm using Flutter for 3 years now, so I think I can share some useful tips with you. To understand the concept of code generation better, we should review the basic development flow. So in the beginning, as usual, you have an idea, you want to implement something, and then you try to transfer this idea to the code, and usually it takes some time. But after that, after writing all the code, you get the idea there and it's actually working, maybe in production, maybe not, you know, that's up to your project. When we look at the same development flow while using the code generation, it's really similar. As usual, again, you have an idea and you want to transfer that idea to your code, but this time you are not writing all the code by yourself. You are just defining some configuration, some metadata, and from that you use various packages and tools to generate the remaining code so you could use it later in your code base, and actually this code could replace the one that was previously maybe manually typed there, you know. So yeah, after that the ending is the same, the code is working, the app is working, so that's it. So basically code generation just reduces the amount of time needed to implement the same code. And we could start with localizations. And for those who are not familiar with this term, localization is the process of adapting a product or content to a specific language, culture,